what it is, but it's more or less like a fume, you know. But I was rest my eyes a little while. Oh, he did. I don't know. I can't give you no reason for that.
It makes you
sleepy. Eyes burn.
Really?
I don't eat onions. Cooked or raw. I eat a few cooked way once in a while, but not enough.
You raise them?
Oh, yeah. Onions?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You raise those kind of fresh little ones you might eat?
Do you?
Shallots or?
Oh.
You could,
it's
the
it is same thing as what these people call green onions. Oh, we could if we don't.
Shallots or green onions.
Yeah.
We raise the old big ones like you buy out of the grocery store.
Yeah. You mentioned okra. What other kind of things might you put in a soup or something like that? You raise that big yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash.
Yeah. I guess you got some canned now.
What kind do you get? You get the white kind, star shape?
Yeah, I'd call them yellow. I don't know what they are.
The yellow, right?
Yeah.
Any kind of melons you raise?
Not here. Now, if you're down here on Piney in that sandy, red sandy land, or you can grow watermelons, mushmelons, and the best watermelon in the country comes from Sydney and KC, around Eagle Shade there.
Martin.
He grows the biggest. You know how he grows them?
Yeah.
Feeds the milk.
He cuts them. He has a good melon to come on the vine. He cuts that off, that vine off, from that melon out. He puts him a little string in the neck of that watermelon and then a bottle of milk or a can of milk or a can of water or bowls and feed him.
That sounds kind of funny to me.
Yeah, but that's so. That's so.
Well, I mean, it could be done, but ain't no sense in it if you...
Well, he just grows it for the size. It ain't fit to eat.
Just for show.
It's not?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty good.
Oh, you can eat them. Now, there's nothing wrong with eating them, but they're not near as good as the one that's laying right over there.
Like that watermelon.
On that other vine that's just grown natural.
He ships them everywhere, though.
Why, yeah.
Just for
show. I heard him tell not long ago, about a year ago, he sent some woman just 3 or 4 watermelon seeds to Texas or Florida. Yeah, they right in there wanted watermelon seeds.
Well, Claiborne Pearson took one to Chicago to the VFW meeting and sold it $1 a slice.
Yeah, just a little slice. It weighed 100-something pounds.
Hmm.
I'll tell you now, these old originators around here, there ain't many of them, but now these old people that's been here all these years, now they can starve out a living and live pretty comfortable. But now these newcomers that come in here, they come in here and going to show the old residents how to make a living, it ain't long till they're going back to where they come from. Because they can't stay. It takes a little money here, just same as it does anywhere else. And if you don't, if you come in here without money, aiming to blow and go, well, you just well to go back, because it's the wrong place. Because they'll take your money here just quick as well anywhere.
Blow and go.
Yeah. If you're just going to show somebody how to do things, you know, and what all. Now, there's a couple old boys coming right down here. Between here and Piney and bought this land. And of course, Ralph has a neighbor of ours that we neighbored with all the time. They're going to show him how to grow corn. Well, he had a book. They had a book. He's going to grow so many bushels, 80 bushels an acre. You know.